State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. The vast majority of Michigan's K-12 schools get between $7,000 and $8,000 per pupil every year. But there are some schools that get more, a lot more. When it comes to per-pupil funding, there's about a $5,000 difference between the richest schools in the state and the poorest.
Research Council.
Craig Thiel is with the nonprofit Citizens Research Council of Michigan. I called him up to ask him if there's a magic number for how much it takes to educate a child in Michigan.
The quick answer is no. Other states have come up with a number. Sometimes this has resulted from court challenges. The state of Michigan hasn't been required to do an adequacy study, so we don't know what it costs to deliver a basic public education in Michigan.
So what do you get for a top-dollar education? Well, to find out, I visited Pierce Elementary in the leafy Detroit suburb of Birmingham.
Good morning, Pierce Panthers, and welcome to our morning broadcast. Please stand and join us in saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
This school has Norman Rockwell written all over it. It's a beautiful two-story brick building on a picturesque side street. Some parents walk their kids to school. Others drive up in shiny SUVs and BMWs to drop them off. The kids at Pierce might not know it, but they're some of the lucky ones. Through a combination of state and local money, Birmingham Public Schools spends nearly $12,000 on each one of its students. That's the second highest per pupil dollar amount in the state.
Wow, that's pretty... Wow.
Do you think you're worth $12,000 to educate?
I think I'm worth a billion trillion.
I think I'm worth infinity times infinity.
That's Riley and Mallory. I caught up with them on the playground at Pierce, where they are both fifth graders.
Okay. If you would take out your math notebook, please.
This is their teacher, Nathan Cohen. He's taught in Birmingham his entire career, 13 years so far. He says he's fortunate to teach here.
We're given all of the materials we need to teach. We're given the books, we're given the workbooks, we're given iPads, we're given laptops, we have printers in each room.
And that's not all. $11,804 per pupil also gets you smaller class sizes.
You know, our average at the lower L's is between 22 and 24. At the higher levels is 26 to 28, and some districts have 30 to 40. So that's an issue.
Debbie Paez is the district's assistant superintendent for business services. She says having more money gets you better technology in the classroom.
And finally, it's the support services to lower the achievement gap and to reduce those numbers of kids who need reading support or math support.
Kids in Birmingham also take music, art, gym, and band. They start to learn Spanish in second grade, way before most other districts. And the students have some of the highest test scores in the state. So that's at the top end of the ladder. Again, around $12,000 per student. At the bottom end, it's a much different picture. The poorest districts spend about $7,000 per pupil, most of it from state and federal sources. These districts tend to have overcrowded classrooms, hardly any fancy technology, and some of the lowest test scores in the state. Often the students in these districts live in poverty, and teachers get paid, on average, tens of thousands of dollars less than their counterparts in districts like Birmingham. So back to Craig Thiel at the Citizens Research Council. He says it would be worth it for Michigan to figure out what that magic number is in terms of per-pupil funding.
An examination would yield a result that might put political pressure on policymakers to raise taxes to fund education or to move dollars from other areas of the budget into education.
But he admits that kind of study is unlikely. After all, that magic number could be more. Much more than the $7,000 most Michigan schools get now. For State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.